listener production.
Afternoon, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Victoria's nurses and midwives could become the latest group to commit to industrial action over pay and conditions, with the outcome of a vote expected to be revealed later today at a meeting down in Melbourne. The union has been in talks with the state government since October last year. The current enterprise agreement expires today. Detectives have charged a 35-year-old man after five vehicles belonging to a community organisation were allegedly stolen in Echuca. Police will allege a number of people broke into the business and stole car keys, a phone and a laptop. Three of the vehicles have been recovered so far, with the Echuca man to face court in July while the hunt is on for the other suspects. A rally will be held at Federation University's Churchill campus in Gippsland tomorrow, protesting management's planned job cuts. But National Tertiary Education Union spokesperson Matthew Abbott stresses that classes and lectures will not be interrupted.
That's right. So it's not going to interrupt work. It's not actually a stop work event. It is a lunchtime event that all staff, including union members and non-union members, are very, very welcome to join. So no, we're not calling on people to stop work for this.
Making other news, a 30-year-old Kyla man has been bailed to face Shepparton Magistrates Court next Monday, charged over a horrific fatal crash in Pine Lodge on April 19. And residents across the Murray should start considering if they're keen to participate in this year's Salvation Army Red Shield appeal. They're calling for Murray residents around Moama and surrounding areas to volunteer, as well as to donate if they can.
We have a great opportunity in the Murray region and surrounds where we get to journey alongside people who are doing it tough and needing some extra support. And of course, one of the ways that we are able to do that is through the funds that we collect, the Red Shield appeal.
Area Officer Marco Lupus there. The Shepparton Gators Championship men had a mixed weekend in the Big V, taking down Bellarine, but just going down to Pakenham to wrap up round four. As for Gippsland United's Div 1 side, they proved far too good for Warrnambool.